This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, let's go around the NFL here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. Again, coming up here in a little bit, we'll talk to our guy Andy Kalu. And then at noon, we'll go behind enemy lines as we try and get ready for the Niners game. We'll talk to Tracy Sandler at that point. But right now, going around the NFL, and NFL has had their fall league meetings. That's what's going on right now. And yesterday, I learned, at least, and I believe we all learned, what's going to happen with the Pro Bowl. I'm sure everybody is so fascinated by this. Apparently, in order to continue showcasing its efforts and its flag football initiatives, which we know are very important here in the city of Houston with the ownership of this team. The NFL is moving the Pro Bowl from the Sunday before the Super Bowl to Primetime Tuesday, baby. Yeah, Tuesday Pro Bowl. Excited?
Is this lipstick on a pig?
I don't even know what to call this.
Yeah.
I find this fascinating because at least it feels like the NFL is becoming more and more aware about what the Pro Bowl is.
Seems like they trying.
Yeah.
They trying right here. I don't know if it's going to make a difference, but it seemed like they like, hey, if everybody coming down here for Super Bowl week,
yeah,
we might as well have the Pro Bowl here too.
But let's say you have a really nice house. You decorated it professionally. It's just gorgeous. It's perfection. But you got this dogs playing poker velvet painting, you know?
I am very interested in the illustration that you're doing here because okay. I don't understand it at all.
It's the perfect $7 million house, completely redesigned, redone, decorated. But you got this dogs playing poker velvet painting.
Who came up with that? Damon Jones?
Where are you going to put it? It's going to look like crap no matter where you put it. That's the analogy.
That's the Pro Bowl games?
That's the Pro Bowl.
The Pro Bowl games?
It's the dogs playing poker velvet
hey,
painting.
Hey, just put it in the garage, man.
Well, okay, put it in the garage. I'm good with that.
So, I mean, I feel like I get what they're...
Tuesday is the garage for Radio Row, ain't it?
It used to be Media Day. They moved it to Monday, right?
That's a great question that I'll actually need to double check on. But it'll be Tuesday evening. ESPN will have it. And it feels like that makes sense, right? Like, as opposed to trying to make this big island event that is, you know, structured on that Sunday, the Sunday prior. Everybody's taking that weekend off, man. We're using this weekend to get ourselves ready for the biggest event in all of American sports and honestly, really American culture. So go ahead, stash that on a Tuesday where people might be at the house and might just flip on ESPN for it. You know what I mean? Like, put it on a Tuesday in that run where people are looking for something to do anyways. I think that this makes sense, and it might actually get a little bit of attention, a little bit more attention.
Do it kind of make it inconvenient for the players, though, that are playing in it? Because I feel like some of those players make moves around Super Bowl week and all that stuff, too. Especially on a Tuesday,
you know, because
so now you got to gear it for. I know it's flag football.
But
now you got something to do.
Maybe not though. They're not taking it serious, and it's flag. But you're right. As far as scheduling, a lot of them are working Radio Row. A lot of them are doing other stuff.
I was thinking about parties.
Yeah, parties.
They might be hosting parties in whatever city.
Yeah,
but they're playing the game at the, I believe it's Moscone, if I'm saying that correctly, Center, which is the place that's hosting the Super Bowl experience. If that's a, like,
wow.
They're
so
just
not even a football.
They're scaling this thing all the way. They're like, we know what time it is. We know what's happening here. Yeah. We're just gonna make this a part of the run up to the Super Bowl.
Go over to Levi's Stadium,
and I think that lowers the pressure, man. Like instead of this being a event that has to stand alone and make sense unto itself, it's just one of the many things that leads up to Super Bowl week. And I think if you put it in that context, it works just a little bit better. So I think this is actually a smart thing.
Just kind of demote it. You know,
you can't even play. What was it? Candlelight Stadium? Do they still got that? Candlestick? Do they still got that stadium?
Nah, Candlestick was torn down.
Or they tore it down.
They don't have it. You've seen real estate in San Francisco.
Great point. That's probably about four big old condominium buildings.
If that Astrodome was in San Francisco, it'd been gone 20 years ago.
Fair enough. Some other things around the NFL, and mind you, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We got some Thursday Night Football tonight, man.
Here we do.
And I'm interested. Do you have interest in this game? It is Vikings
Absolutely.
At Chargers. Chargers 3.5-point favorites. Mm-hmm. I feel odd all today mentioning anything that is betting related, as we will discuss at further length in what's popping. But that is the way that the line lays right now. 3-3 Vikings, 3-4 Chargers. Both teams that are
4-3 Chargers.
Or 4-3 Chargers. Sorry, yeah, because they've lost three in a row, haven't they? Where are you with these teams, and what are you looking for in this game?
I'm very interested in this game. Chargers is one of those teams. I mean, they're right there. Behind the Broncos in the AFC West, and we know what the Chiefs are doing, and so it gets real interesting. And if you want to really, really squint and cross your fingers and toes, you know, it might be a wild card, you know, effect in there too.
Are you rooting for the Vikings just off of that?
I don't know this is one I'm not really sure.
Are we early enough in the season with the Texans, or are you so far gone with the Texans? Are you in a place where you're looking at, I need to do all the rooting to see if I can get the Texans into the playoffs? Because at this point, like, that has to be some level of consideration, no?
Yeah, they're fighting for, at best, a wild card. So I probably should be rooting for the Vikings, but I'm kind of, I just want to see a good game.
I'm kind of at Jim Moore? The playoffs. I'm kind of at that mode.
You should be.
Yeah, like, what? Root for them to lose? What are you doing?
Have you seen our record?
Yeah.
Did I tell you Nico Collins isn't playing?
Playoffs.
Fair enough. There are interesting things, though, with just 40 yards. 40 mm-hmm. yards tonight, Justin Jefferson will surpass Julio Jones for the fastest to 8,000 yards, obviously currently 7,960 for him through 83 career games. Career average is an NFL record right now, 95.9 yards per game. Legacy conversation ends up being frustrating. However, I know this is Sports Talk Radio. What are we looking at in Justin Jefferson? Like, how highly are you already anticipating or forecasting him to be in the pantheon of wide receivers? Because it feels like he's doing that.
That is a great question, because I haven't really – I still consider him a young player. Like, I still consider him like a baby in the NFL. I haven't – the thought legacy hasn't even entered my mind with him yet, other than he's awesome, you know. But legacy, it's funny you say that, because I guess you have to have that discussion given what he could do tonight, you know, go over 40 yards. I wonder who Damon Jones has on that. But anyway
– just Damon, huh?
Yeah, just – we'll get to that. You have to start thinking in those terms, and I would say still a ways to go to reach the very top because of longevity and such.
Because the names that I'm talking about in all of this, right, I obviously mentioned Julio Jones, who reached 8,000 receiving yards in his 85th career game. Lance Allworth reached 8,000 in his 83rd game. Some other names, Jerry Rice, who had 7,223 in his first 84, is in that same space, right? Like, you're talking about some big-time names.
Talking about a different era, too, in a lot of those cases.
Fair enough, but, I mean, some people would talk about that era as one that was not the same and not as amenable to passing as we are currently. So, but still, like, these are big names that you're talking about in that same vein with Justin Jefferson. So he's 40 yards away from making that level of history, and I think continuing to put himself in consideration along names of that ilk. And then also in this game, I just want to know who the hell the Chargers are. Like, they've dealt with some injuries here.
I don't, maybe that's my intrigue, yeah.
Because they looked really good early, and I thought that that might be this year, and then they've had some injuries, and I don't want to blame it entirely on injuries, so I'm interested. How mm-hmm. good of a football team is this actually?
And it'll be a good test, that Vikings defense and the Vikings in general.
Yeah, although Vikings will have Carson Wentz going. J.J. McCarthy is the emergency third quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned this yesterday when Paul Gallant was sitting in for you. I am starting to look at this like, do they actually want J.J. or is this like, are they slow pedaling a walk back from that?
No, I think they want J.J. I think they're committed to him. I think they have a certain amount of confidence in him. I'm not going to say completely confident. And it's Carson Wentz. I mean, they're going to take the unknown if there is still any with J.J. McCarthy over Carson Wentz, if they could.
Some other things around the NFL. Man, Tua Tagovailoa has had a weird last couple weeks when he steps to the podium and talks to the assembled media. This was his most recent circumstance. He was asked about, maybe not getting the ball to Jaylen Waddle, one of his big weapons, as much as possible. This was the excuse that Tua gave.
Yeah, I think with that, some of it has to do with being able to see guys. With their guys also up front and our guys, and I'm not the tallest guy in the back there either. So being able to see, and then, you know, sometimes when that happens, you don't want to just throw it blindly.
I'm starting to get a real Russell Wilson vibe with Tua Tagovailoa. He just sort of fake, says what he thinks people need to hear, has excuses. It's not hitting right, man. It's just not, I think he's a fake.
Do you feel? I wonder if he rubbed his teammates the wrong way.
I don't wonder. I think he does. Yeah,
that's interesting. And
well, especially with his previous comments
with the locker room or people coming late.
Yeah, because that is wild for you to be the quarterback of the team and the authority that is imbued mm-hmm. or that you get from that position just off of being quarterback, regardless of if you are actually mm-hmm. someone that is deserving of authority. And he was like, "Hey guys, let's meet," and they was like, psh, "Whatever."
Yeah.
That yeah, I think what bothered me is the way he said it. Too.
And he said it, and he went public.
It wasn't like a man. These guys coming in late.
Yeah,
and no, I don't like it. You know, he didn't bring that fire with it. These guys coming in late.
Yeah,
he kind of that rubbed me the wrong way.
He by the way, he apologized for that, but now he comes through with this, and basically saying it's because, you know, them linemen too tall. Man, mm-hmm. it's hard to see that. Is this actually a big deal? Like this.
No.
This one itself, like I'm in with you. I didn't think that this particular comment was it. However, it falls in line with just like this continual pattern.
It sounds like Russell Wilson.
It's the player,
yeah,
that everybody have an issue with, and this comment is piling on a little bit.
Yeah, and I don't think, you know, there are a lot of short quarterbacks and short receivers. He's not that short. Isn't he like 6'1"?
Well, I mean, he's in a similar range as Drew Brees, and Drew Brees notably had some issues seeing over the middle mm-hmm. line. Hell, you mentioned Russ. Russ had that as well. Yeah. One of the reasons why he was such a mobile quarterback was you can move around and see through the windows and then be able to get those passes off.
But they also game plan for that, and you mentioned moving around. They move him around a lot. I don't know if I buy any of this.
Yeah, I mean, fair enough. Yeah. I just keep looking at that, and I go, man, it just feels so wrong. And I guess some of that is just when you are in a circumstance where your team is down bad, like the deodorant that is winning mm-hmm. reveals some things, and it feels like we're getting some of that on Tua. But it's interesting that you compared him to Russ, because it really felt like something when we started getting people openly saying stuff about Russ.
Yeah.
I don't know how close we are to that, but if and when we get to that place,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it feels like that'd be a real problem there. You're more around the NFL. The NFL announced that the Black Friday game between Bears and the Eagles won't require a subscription to see it on Prime Video.
It's like going to the corner and the drug dealer says, here, I'll give you one for free.
That's pretty much. Pretty much.
I'll give you this little bag right here for free. Just try it.
Do you read anything beyond that into the idea of this being made for free? Because, again, we're in a landscape in sports where so much of stuff is going behind a paywall. In fact, yesterday I was just thinking about it. I was like, yes, HBO Max, I believe, went up in subscription costs, which your favorite one is probably coming soon because that's how it seems to go. But I was thinking yesterday, just basketball, I was like, oh, right, now some of these national games are just going to be on Prime Video, and I might need to make sure that I got that squared away.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think that this is the NFL making some level of acknowledgement that, or even Amazon Prime making some level of acknowledgement that, hey, we're doing a lot putting some of these things behind that streaming paywall.
No, I think this is marketing. This is just a taste. They're going to love it. It's on Amazon Prime, and they're going to try to get people to subscribe. You will see commercials. You will see commercials. There's no question about it.
Oh, absolutely. I expect nothing less. The additional part, which is something that we've seen a lot with NFL and pairs with the idea that their international game schedule, they're talking about upping that, is that this game will also be seen globally. It's the first one that will be presented globally, according to Prime Video. 240 countries and territories around the world will be able to watch Bears-Eagles. Mm-hmm. So at least we're trying to export something that is decent. Would you like to laugh a little bit?
I love to laugh.
I don't even know if it's fair to laugh. However, the Cowboys, particularly Jerry Jones, it was reported earlier in this week that they have interest in trying to acquire a particular player in a trade. His name is Max Crosby.
I laughed already when I saw this and just made me laugh again.
So they traded Micah Parsons for some picks.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're like, you know what we could use? Pass rusher.
Could sure use a pass rush.
This just confirmed to me that this him trading Micah Parsons, it was completely 100% personal.
They don't like that dude.
It was personal.
They don't like that. Which, again, there was reports that, you know, some Micah did some things and maybe there was some lack of preparedness or freewheeling or whatever that but
it was personal.
That's
it was
crazy.
Personal.
I think you're right.
Yeah, because I'm sure he probably said, oh, yeah, you know, we trying to make the best deal. This was a personal move. You probably didn't like him.
I think you're right, but I also think it kind of shows that Jerry Jones wakes up every day and says, what am I going to do today? Like, there's no plan. There's no, you know, 5-year philosophy or anything. It's like, what do I feel like doing today? That's kind of what I got out of it, too.
Yeah, it does feel like that somewhat. On the text line from the 361, going back a story, Tua is going to be the first person to go into concussion protocol because of his press conference answers. yikes. Quick couple of things around the NFL before we wrap this up. Jane Daniels is out for the Commanders, who will be facing off against the Chiefs. So in a big game that the Commanders probably would really like to win, Marcus Mariota is going to be starting for them. And also, Lamar Jackson. Back to practice yesterday.
How about that?
Which in other years that would have been like, oh, well, that's going to fix everything. This year, not so much.
Not so much, but you'd rather have him than not. And how many weeks has it been now? Since 3, 4?
It does feel like that, yeah.
Yeah, because they were talking about, well, maybe he'll be back this week. Nope.
Yeah, this is 3.
Going into the Texans game.
It was going into the Texans game. So it was obviously that week 5 matchup, mm-hmm. week 6. He missed week 7, and now week 8, it looks like he'll be returning. Mm-hmm. But he will have a full belly. Did you see the viral video of him going out, getting some fried food? People said it was after midnight. I'm pretty sure it wasn't. I'm pretty sure that was incorrect. But do you have any problem with the quarterback going and maybe not having the most stellar diet?
Have you seen him?
Okay, fair enough. As soon as one of the players on your team can actually catch him and track him down, talk about him and his fried food habits. Yeah. Until then, go and eat all the gas station food that you want, Lamar. Yeah. Get well soon. All right, there you go. That's Around the NFL here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us. Coming up next, let's talk to former Texans pass rusher and our friend that we talk to every Thursday, ND Kalu. Let's see if he has a little more optimism than we do. We'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. It's a Thursday. Hope you're having a good one to this point. In fact, it'll be a thirsty Thursday where you can go out and see the fellas of the drive because they're out on the road in the great city of Houston. Actually, technically, in Katy tonight, or today rather. Buffalo Wild Wings in Katy. I'll get you the address a little bit later. Not that one. Not that one specific. Appreciate you, Mr. McDowell, though. Right now, though, we jump to the phone line and welcome in our every Thursday guest, as long as he's got time for us. He is a former pass rusher in the NFL, but he's number one in our hearts. His name is Andy Kalu. What's happening, man?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
We're doing all right.
I could be doing better. I'll be entirely honest. I could be doing better. I've been fascinated, Andy, as I'm sure a lot of us have been, with what D'Amico's been kind of talking about with the fallout from that Monday night game. One of the things that, you know, he let us in on was the idea that, you know, their game plan was to get up on JSN, really put hands on him, and seemingly the execution of the game plan just did not happen on the field. Have you been in circumstances where, like, you know, people go into business for themselves in that way? And, like, how does that come about, especially for a team that feels like it's this good and a defense that's this good? This just feels so out of character for them.
It's still the NFL. I mean, I was reminded of that when I watched the game. I was thinking, okay, this is going to be a low-scoring game. The defense is going to shut down Seattle. But it's still the NFL. And there were some plays, I'm sure y'all noticed, where Stingley, as far as positioning, he couldn't have been in a better position, but the ball placement was there. Jackson Smith and Jigba did a great job catching it, and he's showing everybody why he's the best rookie wide receiver in the game. But I was surprised, and yeah, I've been in games. I mean, I've been in games where, you know, when we went on that run when I was in Philly and we were going to the conference championship every year, we always had one of the best defenses. You know, there's always one or two games where you're playing a down-and-out team. The thought is if we do what we've been coached up to do, we should hold them under 17 points, and then they put up 35 on us. And you're like, oh, what the hell happened? And then you'll see a couple of players where you're like, oh, yeah, I'm playing against NFL talent. So, but this was very disappointing because going into the game for me, I thought this would be that statement game. If they can beat Seattle, a good team that's fighting for their division, it won't feel like they're only getting their victories against the down teams like the Baltimore Ravens without Lamar, the Tennessee Titans. So, yeah, very, very disappointing Monday night.
So we got to talk about the offense, Andy. I know you were watching this game closely, and I really kind of want to know, just as the game is progressing, what you were seeing in this offense that caused so many issues.
Yeah, I mean, you know what, John? I was very optimistic during the preseason with this decision to let Laramie Tunsil go. And let's be real, a lot of your listeners, a lot of radio hosts, oh, good riddance and take all your penalties with you. Well, he took a lot of talent with him as well. And, you know, unfortunately, they just weren't able to replace that. I just was thinking to myself, you know what, the crew over there, Nick Caserio and co, they spend hours upon hours studying these guys. Maybe they know something about them that we don't. But right now, the offensive line play just isn't there. And it's not just the offensive line. You know, Nico Collins, one of my favorite receivers in the game, he had a couple of drops, but no one else just stepped up. Like mm-hmm. Nico Collins having drops, it's not because he didn't prepare. It's not because he doesn't care. I mean, this is a dedicated stud athlete who loves the game, loves preparations. Some of the greats have bad days. He had a bad day. We saw it with CeeDee Lamb. You know, there was a game early this season. I forgot who the Cowboys were playing, but, I mean, CeeDee Lamb had more drops than catches, and if he just had two more catches, they win the game. So it's going to happen with great players. My biggest concern is you didn't have any other person just step up and be that guy. And I feel we see that with other teams in the NFL. When a star player is having an off day, two or three other guys remind you why they're in the NFL. And outside of the targets to the tight end, Dalton Schultz, you know, he did a good job getting open and he was active. But it's lacking that big playability, John. Well, when it's all said and done, the offense, in my opinion, is lacking big playability, and it's because you're not protecting the quarterback the way he needs to be protected.
We're talking to our guy, ND Kalu, right here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. Remember, he's been in the trenches. He's been an edge rusher in this league, and I'm not trying to cause no trouble. Please understand that on the front end. However, there's an assertion that's been made that a rotation at guard brought the best the way to get the best out of that. Like, is there anything that you could see, having been in the trenches, that would be a benefit of having a rotation on the offensive line series by series?
You very rarely see it. I don't think there is any benefit, because offensive linemen, like defensive linemen, they like to get a feel of their opponent. They like to get the timing. They like to understand his movements. And that there's a reason why 95, if not higher, percent of offensive linemen don't substitute in and out. Even they're the one position group, like when teams get in victory formation or it's a blowout and you're starting to put backups in, you still see the starting offensive line in there. That you just don't rotate those guys. If I was on the other side, if I'm a defender, Byron Murphy, and I'm seeing, you know, a rotation of guards every series, I'm actually smiling to myself, because what that tells me is like, oh, good. They don't know if any of these guys are good, so I'm just going to go expose both of them. So it's a weird – when I saw that, well, the first time I saw Reggie, I thought he got injured. Then I saw him come back, and I was like, oh, okay, he's good. Then I saw him go back out again. It took me, and I'm a little bit slow, to the third quarter to realize, oh, they're doing a rotation here at the guard position, because you just don't see that in the NFL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, and that's perfect to lead into my other question. You've been in the trenches, as Reggie said. You've also been in the locker room in downtime when it's just the players chatting it up. You see them go for it on third and fourth down behind that line that you just talked about twice. You see the rotation at guard. You see C.J. Stroud, in my view anyway, I don't know about you, sort of not showing the same confidence. At what point does the locker room start going, looking around going, hey, man, you know, this is not right?
If you have a strong locker room, which I believe they do, it's going to take more. It's going to take much more than what we're going through as a fan base to actually have a divide in the locker room. But where you will see it, John, is – and I'm not even going to say any names for an example or people think I know something I don't, but if two defensive players after Thursday's hard practice go grab, you know, a bite to eat, watch Thursday night football, they'll talk. They'll be like, man, John, what do you think's going on over there on the offensive side? Then the other one will be like, shoot, I know I'd be killing him at practice every day, so I don't know how he's even in the game. You know, they'll have those conversations. Yeah. But very rarely with a strong locker room, like these guys truly love each other. Like I was lucky enough to have a podcast every week where I would have a different current player on, and just the way they talk about each other, you know, whether it's a tight end talking about a defensive player, like you could tell they're truly tight. So I don't think we're going to have a situation like what's my guy's name? Tua Tagovailoa, where the freaking leader of the team calls a team meeting, and the team's like, "Man, screw that fool! I'm not going to that meeting." Like that's a big deal. Believe it or not.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all heard about that. Oh, it was like 2 or 3 weeks ago. Well, mm-hmm. You know what? Of course y'all heard about it. Like, I know y'all heard about it, but I don't know how much y'all really thought into it. But that's a big deal. Like when your quarterback calls a team meeting. And the players are like, man, I'm not going to this. Like, that's a lack of respect for the guy, the player, that's supposed to demand the most respect. That's a problem. So until we have a situation like that, I think this team's just going to fight through the hard times. And it's very hard times right now for the Texans.
You mentioned the quarterback. Counterpart on this team is C.J. Stroud. And, I mean, again, trying to get into someone's mind is rough. But you're a defensive player, and I think you did a lot of reading the kind of – demeanor of a quarterback. What did you see in CJ Stroud's game? Clearly he said it that he didn't have a great game, but early on it felt like you could see kind of an eagerness and an anticipation in a way that isn't good, like happy feet in the pocket. Like, what did you see from his game just watching it?
No, just what you said. I saw a guy that doesn't look comfortable in the pocket, and there's a reason why he's not comfortable in the pocket, and God bless him for being the type of leader that he's not going to, you know, throw anybody under the bus, and he's not going to, you know, start yelling at guys. And there's some things he could improve upon too. That safety, or what should have been a safety, it was kind of like, hey, man, you're going the wrong way. Yeah, like, sooner or later, just throw the ball away. Let's not put this all on the offensive line, because there's a few sacks. As defenders, you're like, oh, that was on the quarterback. And there were also some times, and again, from the TV copy, I couldn't see the route running from the wide receivers. But there were also times, because we're being hard on the offensive line, where he had a lot of time, and it just didn't look like anybody was open. And then he started to scramble after like a three count. And as an offensive line, if you can block your guy for 2.5, anything over that is icing on the cake. And there were a couple plays where I could have sworn I did a three count, and he just didn't have anybody open. So then he starts scrambling, and it looks like the protection is breaking down. Well, sooner or later, it is going to break down. So that's where it becomes a team. You know, you start looking at the team, because when the offensive line does block effectively, your route runners have to get open. Your quarterback has to see them. He has to make a decision. So it's still not just one position group. It's the entire offense.
Well, you know, we talked about some of the mistakes the defense made. They still came up with a 3-turnover margin edge. They still made some big-time plays and scored a touchdown and everything else. That's got to be what you're hanging your hat on. But my question is about McCaffrey and the game he's coming off and how they're going to be able to stop that.
Yeah, they're not stopping McCaffrey. you just hope he's the only one that ends up having a good game. Like, let's talk about stopping George Kittle or making Mac Jones antsy in the pocket. Now, here's the thing. I can see a scenario where – Mac Jones, you know, looks like the guy who was asked to leave New England mm-hmm. because of this defensive front. But I mean, Christian McCaffrey's a flat out stud, like whether he's a receiver out of the back. Then when you see his size, you think, oh, because he's small and he's fast, he has to hit the edges. He picks up a lot of yards in between the tackles too. So mm-hmm. yeah, I don't think he's a guy that you stop, but I think you have to limit the big plays to just Christian McCaffrey having them.
Andy, you don't play poker, do you?
You know, I never thank God with everything going on now in the world.
Yeah.
I never even learned how to play any poker, craps, none of that. And I don't want to learn because I heard it's very addicting.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I just wanted to make sure that you were all good in the hood in this current era and time space. You know what I mean? I just want to make sure you're all good.
If you're the who what's the name of the head of the basketball? Is it Adam Silverman?
Yes, Adam Silver.
Silver. Like, he has to be so annoyed right now because I watched a couple of the basketball games and they were so entertaining. And I remember last night after my San Antonio Spurs, yes, I said it, my San Antonio Spurs, after they did what they did, I was thinking, man, this NBA season is going to be pretty cool. Then this morning, you know, we're here in the office and we have our TV on mute, but we see the ticker of, you know, head coaches getting arrested for this gambling ring. Like, I know he's like, come on, guys. Like, first we got to compete with the NFL, and now people are going to start questioning the results of our games. Yeah. It's pretty sad.
What's your confidence level going into this Sunday? It's finally getting a game at home. It looks like you're probably going to get another Michael McCorkle Jones game at quarterback. What's your confidence level with this one?
You know what?
That might be enough. You might have said it all right there.
Because here's the thing. One thing, as much as I love this coach and I know he's not the problem and I'll never say he is the problem, like when I look at this team, especially on the offensive side of the ball, then you look at the resilience of the 49ers. Their quarterback is down. They're 5-2. You know, they're not playing like great ball. I've seen two of their games, and it's not like it's great ball, but there's just no giving them. They're just fighting. Fred Warner, you know, they lose him, and I felt like the rest of the defense just kind of, you know, stepped up, and they were trying to win one for the Gipper. So I just kind of like their attitude, the way they play. But at the same time, I'm not sitting up here thinking like the Texans are going to lose just because. You know, I can see a scenario where Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter, they're all over Mac Jones, and then you start thinking to yourself, oh, yeah, that's why he's not a starter in the league. So 1 to 10, 10 being like I would bet the house that the Texans win, I would say I'm at a 5 or 6.
Okay. That's fair.
We appreciate you giving us some of your time. Glad that we know that we're not going to see your name in any kind of documents.
At least not for that.
Yeah. Well, now you got me questioning some things, Andy. All right. Very
less
good.
Less is more, Andy. Less is more.
That's right. All right, brother.
I need to go back to Onyx and make sure them girls keep their mouths shut.
Well, oh my goodness. Fair enough. All right, we'll let you go and handle that. We'll talk to you next week, man.
All right, y'all take it easy. Keep
there
up
it
good
is.
Work.
Andy Kalu joining us every Thursday. All right, coming up next, let's get into what's popping. Where, yeah, there's a gambling sting that's been undertaken by the FBI. Let's talk about this because it very much has to do with sports. We'll do it next. All right, let's get into what's popping here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. I'll remind you again, it's a Thirsty Thursday. The fellas of the drive will be out at Buffalo Wild Wings as they always are on a Thursday. I almost said Wednesday because all week long this has felt like because of the Monday night game.
Yeah.
Everything feels like it's earlier on in the week than it is, man. We are only, 3 days removed from a football game. I know that might sound like a threat, but, you know, hey. the fellas will be out at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Katy. And in the 2 o'clock hour, they'll be talking to Kalen Bullock.
All right.
So some things to note for this afternoon. But a big thing that happened this morning is that we saw people get hemmed up, baby. The FBI in what a project that I believe was called Operation Royal Flush is what they called it by law enforcement. It started 4 years ago, and today,
man, they be wilding with these names, man.
Operation Royal Flush.
Look, I don't think I'm the type of person who would want to work in law enforcement, particularly at like a federal level.
Mm-hmm.
However, I would apply for that job, that particular job. But like, can I name the operations?
Yes.
Can I be the operation namer? I'll take that job.
Yeah, I like it.
That operation ended up seeing Chauncey Billups, who obviously the NBA player, former NBA player who played with the Pistons for a long time. Current head coach of the Portland Trailblazers. Current Miami Heat player, Terry Rozier, who obviously his name had come up in some of these things prior. He got picked up in Orlando as the Miami Heat had played against the Magic last night. Damon Jones, former player, I think got caught up in this. And I'm forgetting a few other names as well were caught up by the FBI and for obviously gambling. Now, it is worth being clear on this. I think only Terry Rozier, if I remember correctly, is associated right now with gambling associated with the NBA. But all of these guys being picked up, I think for like...
you're talking about of current players.
Of the current players.
But obviously, Billups is associated.
Yeah, but his association apparently is from poker games played in an illegal gambling ring that is tied to the mafia.
Yeah.
La Costa Nosa. Like, what?
They're going down, man. And I don't know if we're done yet, but the whole time I was adding stuff, you know, to the notes here as the morning was progressing. And I said, oh, got to add him. Oh, got to add Damon Jones. By the way, former Sports Radio 610 show contributor.
What are you trying to get roped in?
No, is that
what
no.
What did he used to contribute?
He's like, yeah, I used to work for him. We used to talk about gambling all the time.
All the time.
No, yeah, I'm going to have them come and see John Lopez. All of a sudden, his name going to be added to the bunch.
Some of our longtime listeners, we had Damon Jones on all the time. But not just a gambling ring, not just a gambling ring associated with the mob, a gambling ring that's associated with the mob, with apparently some details being reported from Chad Millman that included this: X-ray machines built into tables to read face-down cards.
I want to see that.
Contact lenses or glasses that read pre-marked cards, and secret cameras in card trays.
Oh, the movie that they make about this is going to be incredible.
It's going to be
incredible.
They got X-ray machines for the face down cards.
Honestly, this type of stuff, if it was a movie before this happened, I would have been like, man, this is so fake. Ain't nobody doing this stuff for real.
And the way they're just clipping dudes like this, I had Layla in my head all morning long. Remember Goodfellas?
Of course.
And they're finding dudes in freezers and stuff, and the pink Cadillac with the lady and the dude shot in the eyeballs or whatever it was. I was like, oh, there goes another one. Oh, there goes another one.
Yeah, but I mean, like, obviously the jokes write themselves here, and I'm sure that we'll tell a good amount of them. I do think that, like, this is wildly interesting because sports has gotten deeply, deeply in bed with gambling. In fact, a lot of the news that we're going to get about this are on networks, and where at any given point you could look up and see some level of gambling money being tied to this.
Let's talk about Chauncey Billups being arrested for gambling presented by sports books.
Right? Like, that, you're joking, but that's actually going to happen.
That's exactly what it is.
Yes.
And I know Seth made a fantastic point, is that the mafia being in this is a big point, because you mafia and then Chauncey Billups, who actively as a coach is, you know, not allowed to do anything like this. NBA players are prohibited from gambling, mind you. So those are portions of this. But like, even the poker portion of this, what happens if he ends up with a debt to the mafia?
That's it. That's
and
the
now,
reason.
Now you got people that have
got people outside of Adam Silver's house.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I do see that point. However, my initial reaction to this, though, was, is this actually a big deal to the NBA? And the reason why my thinking was there, I hear your chuckle.
This music is fantastic while we talk about this.
Fair enough. Yeah. I hear your chuckle and I get where you're coming from. But the thing that I was thinking about is, the leagues for the longest time just didn't want the appearance of impropriety, because if it looks like it's a problem, if it looks like this thing might not be real, that people would not believe in the integrity of the game. I think there's been a lot of, you know, conspiracy theories about integrity of the game. There's more and more gambling money around it, and it ain't stopped no show.
Mm-hmm.
And so my question is, what would be the level of thing that would have to actually stop the show? I do wonder if the leagues look up and go, we've kind of stepped toward and maybe even close to this line. Does this line actually stop anything?
I have one word to answer that: mafia. That's the magic word. That as soon as you get that involved, the connotation, the implication is they will do anything to infiltrate. They will do anything to get their money. They will do anything to fix games. And now you have them associated with an active coach and an active player. The NBA, like, they're banned for life. Like, if this comes to pass,
and it
gets proven, banned for life.
I even feel like just mafia associated with NBA coach.
Yes, just an bingo.
NBA.
Bingo.
I feel like that kind of have a little stench on Adam Silver a little bit.
Yes.
Where
that's
you
the
gotta,
magic word.
You got to get all of this stuff together, or we got to find somebody else to clean this up.
I did find it interesting, though, that the FBI did go with this kind of like cinematic, for lack of a better word, like this showy display of hemming up Rozier and Billups and Jones and whoever else was in this. Because it's not who they're targeting. Like, I don't think they're targeting the people that just participated in the gambling ring necessarily, or like, the, you know, right. that bet in this. I imagine that the actual targets are the mafiosos.
Yes.
Which,
yes.
again, it feels weird to, in the year of our Lord 2025, be talking about mafiosos in a serious way.
Yeah.
I guess the headline is NBA head coach and player and all that stuff, but they're trying to stop the crime of it.
This is classic. You mentioned, like, in a movie, you wouldn't believe it, but you would believe this if it were in a movie. You get a dude into an interview room. The FBI gets a dude, like, whether it's Billups or Damon Jones or whomever, into an interview room and starts asking questions about the heat going up. Like who, you know, who did what above you? What are the names that you associated with? So that's where it is. And you're 100% right. This is, I mean, Adam Silver today has to be fearing for his job.
Yeah, you can't have this happen on your watch. Like, and this ain't the first time.
Yeah.
This ain't like, oh, this is a one-time thing to happen. The whole gambling thing keeps popping up with the NBA.
Yeah. Right, and but again, I think it's worth noting.
And now
that
you got mafia associated with it.
Right.
That's where it's like, dog, you the head honcho of this. Yeah. You supposed to be controlling this.
I don't think this is getting him his job lost, because again, I think
it could.
Okay. It'll be interesting
to
see that.
All we had was cheating here, you know, and it went up. It went up to the top with the Astros. You talk about the commissioner of the NBA. He is fearing for his job today.
We'll see what it looks like as this continues to unfurl. It's a developing story today. Mind you, the context that this is in, just yesterday, collegiate athletes and school staff were allowed by the NCAA, or permitted to be able to bet on pro sports beginning on November 1st. So they just opened up the avenue for NCAA athletes and staff to be able to bet on games in the pro level. Yeah, man, it's such a funny place. I kind of did not leave enough room for this, but I feel like I need to say it. Hey, this Victor Wembanyama thing is a problem.
My goodness.
It's an issue. Like, Victor Wembanyama in their season opener, they opened on the road in Dallas versus the Mavericks. And goodness gracious, this man is indeed actually an alien. 40 points, 15 rebounds, 3 blocks in this game.
What was the shooting percentage?
15 of 21. Now, he only took 2 three-pointers, so he's no Alperen Şengün in that regard, but he did score one more point than Alperen.
What the hell you need to take a 3 for?
Yeah, right. He scored one more than Alperen. Did not go to double overtime, but that's neither here nor there. It doesn't need to be about Alperen. If you just watched how this happened.
Yeah.
I apologize to you, John Lopez, because I was like, I don't know how much the Hakeem school of teaching big men how to play basketball really good. I was like, I don't know how much that matters. He was putting the dream shake on Jokers. He was dunking with his head at the rim and such.
You say Jokers.
Sick.
The one thing that was amazing to me, that wasn't a chump he was playing against.
Derek Lively is 7 foot.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis.
Davis is, what, 6'11", 7 foot?
Those are grown NBA men.
Yes. Putting them in a blender.
Yes. Absolutely.
And it just looked weird, man.
Well,
just him. I think I saw earlier in the game, I forgot who it was, but it was a shorter player that set a pick for him.
That was Keldon Johnson.
You mean 6'8"?
Keldon Johnson.
You mean 6'8"?
Yeah, I'm just like, man, this looks so weird, man. Yes. Weird that this guy running around like that.
Yeah.
Like, he was just doing KD stuff, except in extra large.
Yeah.
Dude, that's like going to a zoo to see some type of exotic animal.
Yeah, he's a freak.
That's crazy.
He's an alien. Jay Billis, we don't have to listen to it. But he said, this is absurd. This is absurd that he's doing
this. I sat up and watched some of that game. I was just like, man, this is crazy. And you know, I have no dog in the fight with none of these teams. I'm like, man, this is crazy.
Again, remember, the Dallas Mavericks might have been running out a lineup that was second only to the Rockets.
Cooper Flag at
lineup,
point.
Yeah. Which, that's a bad idea, very evidently already. He scored his first bucket in like the third quarter. But when Victor Wembanyama got 2 bigs on the floor and he's just like, none of this matters, I'm going to the rim. And remind you, the biggest thing that I keep thinking about is
He's 21. Typically, NBA players don't enter their prime until what, like 25?
Mm-hmm.
He's like probably 4 years away from his prime, and he looks like he might be the best player in the world.
Yeah.
This is what everybody was scared of.
Yes.
When he even got drafted.
Pray for Wimby.
And you didn't see it the first couple years,
it's
but.
That's why Tillman was praying for Wimby.
Everybody should have been praying for Wimby. Right.
I might be retroactively mad at Hakeem Olajuwon, I'm going to be honest. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rock with us. Coming up next. We're still gearing up for that Niners game that's happening at NRG Stadium. Back in the familiar confines of noon, at least, which is nice. Coming up next, let's go behind enemy lines. We'll talk to Tracy Sandler of Fangirl Sports, and she's a pre and post. She does pre and post game for KNBR out there in San Francisco. We'll talk to her about the Niners next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.